This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's good to have on today Evangelist D.R. Harrison. I say he's good to have him on. He's actually been on before, so it's good to have him back, and he's leading a tent revival in the little town of Greenville, Tennessee, now starting their 18th week. And I look forward to having maybe doing a live broadcast on BPN Radio from the Tent Revival. So, Evangelist D.R. Harrison, good to have you back. And tell us a little bit about yourself, and tell us about this revival that I think started on April the 15th, how it started, and what's happening there. Give us a report.
Well, it's good to be here, Pastor Gentry. It's an honor to be able to be on today. What God's doing in Greenville is just simply amazing. I never would have dreamed 2 years ago when God saved me and saved my wife that this would be where he would have us for this day and for this hour. But God sent us to this town April the 15th, and what started out as just a regular revival scheduled for only 4 nights turned into a second week, a third week, a fourth week, fifth week, and so on and so forth. And now tonight we start our 18th week, and ironically enough, this past Friday night under the tent was our largest crowd that we have had in the entire 17 weeks. You would think that over a period of time, people would be getting tired, and with, you know, school starting back here now and, mm-hmm. and football starting, that people would be, you know, busy. But Friday night was our largest attendance so far, and people are so excited. People are being saved, lives changed, marriages restored, and it's just the domino effect. And when people are getting saved, they're bringing others. And it's just amazing to see what God is doing in these last days.
I know. I've been, of course, keeping up with the revival, and there's been a lot of publicity gone out. CBN and others have been talking about the revival. It's amazing. It started in a little Baptist church, didn't it, on April the 15th? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It started just in a little Baptist church that it may seat about 150 people packed out, right in the middle of the mountains, out in the middle of nowhere. And that's where God started it at, and now it's under a big gospel tent out in the middle of a cow pasture. And it's just amazing. It really is.
So you're out in the middle of a cow pasture. It comes to mind, a little town of Bethlehem, God doing big things in small places. And so how big is Greenville? How big is the town?
The county itself is Greene County. Greene County has a total of 68,000 people in the entire county. But it's a very large county. It's very rural. But most of those people are just in the little town of Greenville itself, and just the outskirts there in a little town called Chucky. And most of the people are confined to that area.
Can any good thing come out of Chucky, Tennessee? I mean, who would have ever heard of
about it?
Who would have ever heard of Chucky, Tennessee? And how long did you say you've been preaching?
God saved me on May the 20th, 2016. Saved me from a life of alcohol and sin. He saved my wife 3 days later. My wife was an entertainer, and God saved her out of nightclubs. And then the day after God saved my wife, which was 4 days after he saved me, is when God called me to preach, the fourth day after God saved me. I've been preaching a little over 2 years.
D.R. Harrison, you've been preaching for 2 years, and God is using you in an amazing way. And, of course, you are a fulfillment of prophetic word that I've been giving for a long time, that God is raising up 11th hour workers, people that are coming out of obscurity, they've never been heard of before, and you are a living testimony of that. It's amazing. Amazing what God is doing in your life and what God is doing there at the Greenville Awakening. And under a tent in August. I mean, that's...
Yes, sir.
Wow. I mean, that's just a...
It's a very amazing to see God's hand at work.
That's a very unlikely story. That has to be...
Yes, sir.
That has to be God.
And that's what makes it all God. All mm-hmm. God. That's right. God's doing it in a way to where no man can take any glory for it. No man can take any credit for it. Everything that God has done is all Him. You know, stories like Brad and Christy Key, they owned a bar here in town, mainly the only bar here in town. Well, about 5 weeks ago, they came under the tent. Christy got saved. The next night, she brought her husband. He got saved. And that was on a Thursday. And by Saturday, the bar was up for sale.
Oh, wow.
And just story after story like that of lives that are being changed. People driving from, there's been 24 states represented under the tent. People have come from 24 different states so far.
That is amazing, from 24 states. And,
yes,
you know, I know that a revival, it starts, but it has to be, to go that long, it has to be a lot of prayer, a lot of things happening in order to continue. How many nights a week are you having revival?
We're having revival Monday through Friday night at mm-hmm. 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We've only done one service on Saturday. It was a youth rally, and it was God blessed in a mighty way. But what is so amazing is even though we're running Monday through Friday at 7, at midnight every night, people are coming back to the tent and gathering every night at midnight, even on the weekends, to pray.
Oh, wow.
To pray. And that's all we do is pray at midnight every night, Monday through Sunday. And people, you know, like on Sundays, the churches in the area where people are getting saved in the churches and baptized. Last Sunday, we had another baptism. We created a makeshift baptismal pool on the tent grounds. And people gathered on Sunday afternoon, and we baptized 18 or 19 that had been saved under the tent
mm-hmm.
Last Sunday. And we're baptizing every Sunday now, people getting saved. And it's just amazing. I wish I had a whole day to be able to tell you everything that's gone on. It's just amazing.
Well, I concur. It is, especially during the summertime here. So what is happening every night? Describe what is going on in your services.
Well, for instance, Friday night, people begin filing in at 5:30, an hour and a half before service. By the time 7 o'clock came around, we had to postpone the service till about 10 after because there were so many cars trying to line up to get in and park. And so we started about 7:15, 7:10, and we just start off with this singing. And, you know, the choir leader will sing 3-4 songs. We'll have some special singing from just local groups and local people singing. And we just follow the Lord. And then when God tells me it's time to preach, then I'll get up and I'll deliver what God's put on my heart. And then we give an invitation. And sometimes there's testimonies. Sometimes there's no preaching. Sometimes there's just a whole lot of praying. I'm a firm believer that the Bible says that my house will be a house of prayer,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a firm believer that prayer is the key to revival.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can sing all we want, we can preach all we want, but if we don't pray, we're missing the key, we're missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a whole lot of praying in our services. And that's basically how each service goes, and there's no time frame. Some services last 3 hours, some services last an hour and a half. Some services we've been in has lasted 4 or 5 hours of just people wave after wave getting saved. Friday night, there were 35 people saved under the tent.
It's amazing.
And over a third of the people under the tent had never been there before. And that's what we're seeing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Every night, there is a whole new crowd coming in. It's all new people.
What is attracting them?
The power of God.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this from day one because it was God's power that won me, and it was God's power that saved me, and it's the same thing that is happening at the tent.
Mm-hmm.
People are experiencing something real. the reality is, and I hear this every night, of people that go to church week after week and it's spiritually dead. Nobody's mm-hmm. being saved. Mm-hmm. The altars are barren. There's no tears in our eyes. There's no burden for sinners. And they go through the motions. But they've come and they've experienced God move, and they've seen their prayers answered, their family and friends saved. And now, once they've been in the fire, the smoke won't do. Mm-hmm. And they're just coming back night after night, soaking it all in, because they understand this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them.
Yeah, but this started in a Baptist church. I mean, we're not talking about a Pentecostal church or charismatic. We're talking about a Baptist church. How could that be?
Yes, sir.
How could that be?
It's all God. And that's the thing, too. There were 95 churches represented under the tent Friday night, and it was denomination from every flavor. It doesn't matter if it's Methodist, Presbyterian. There were Catholics under the tent. There were Nazarenes under the tent, Church of God, Pentecostal Holiness, every type of denomination, Independent Baptist, Southern Baptist, Primitive Baptist, Free Will Baptist, everybody coming together, unified, for one goal. Do we all agree on everything? Absolutely not. But we can all agree on the fact that this nation needs revival,
yes.
and that there's people dying and going to hell.
Yes.
And when it's all said and done, all that matters is what people do with Jesus Christ.
I agree, and I've been preaching now for 52 years, and I believe the true mark of a revival is people getting saved. When people talk about yes. revival, and there's different manifestations of the Holy Spirit, or different things that are taking place, demonstrations, but if there's nobody getting saved, I don't believe it's true revival. So you guys are having
right.
people saved every night, which I believe is the true
yes,
mark, true mark of revival.
Yes.
And all of these churches that were represented just this past Friday night, over 90 churches, which is amazing. Do you have churches in the area that are cooperating with you in the church there where it started?
Absolutely. The churches here are very cooperative. They're being faithful. But it's not just churches here. It's churches from East Tennessee, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, West Virginia, Georgia, Alabama. Churches are coming faithful. Mm. There's people that are taking, I know one group of people took a vacation. They all took their vacation off of work last week and used their vacation time to be in revival all week long. And it's just things like that that are just simply amazing, because no man can do that. No man can unify this many different denominations and different flavors, if you will. Nobody can do that. It's a God thing, and God is saving people literally every night, and not just in the services. And that's the thing. People are in the beginning, people were coming to the revival and getting saved.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this wording. Mm-hmm. They were coming to the revival and getting saved.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are coming to the revival to get saved.
Oh, wow.
There's people that are under conviction on their tractors. Now, these are stories that are coming in. People in the conviction on their tractors, or at work, or in school, people under conviction, kids under conviction, and they can't sleep at night, they can't eat, and they literally are waiting and counting down the minutes to come to the tent the next night to get saved. One boy came last Wednesday night, 2 weeks ago. His girlfriend got saved, and his parents said, he's 17, his parents said that for an entire week he was just ill and angry and just downright just mean. And on Tuesday of last week, he called his family and said, I can't take it no more. I have got to go back to that tent. I can't stand it anymore. And they drove all the way, an hour away, and came to the tent, and that boy got born again. And it's just things like that where God is drawing people.
Wow.
He's convicting people where they are, and they're coming to get saved now.
Conviction of sin.
Yes.
Well, you know, I haven't seen that in so long, but of course over the years I have seen seasons of where people are convicted of their sins. I just believe, D.R. Harrison, that God wants to spread this revival all across America. This is what we've been praying for. And this is what we're praying for on bpnradio.com, that revivals will spread all across America. And who would have believed in a small place like Chucky, Tennessee, the Greenville Awakening? I mean, where is that located in Tennessee?
If you go to Knoxville and you keep going about an hour, you'll run straight into Greenville and Chucky. It's almost directly in the center in between Knoxville, Tennessee, and Johnson City, Tennessee. It's right in the middle.
Is that on the interstate, near the interstate?
You can be to Interstate 81 in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, 81 runs right into Knoxville, or the Interstate 40 runs right into Knoxville.
So it's straight east of Knoxville, Tennessee.
Straight east of Knoxville, Tennessee. You can't miss it.
Chucky, Tennessee. Well, what a wonderful report. It sounds like true revival is happening. Amazing reports of people getting saved, people being convicted. So, do you have, are young people, are they responding to this revival call?
Yes, sir. Probably every night there's probably, I would say, anywhere between a quarter and a half of the crowd are teenagers. And kids are getting saved. A week before last, on week number 16, most everybody that was saved that week, and it was very unique, but most everybody that was saved that week was between 18 and 35. And here's something that happened last Monday, and this is something that is pretty incredible. Week 16 on Wednesday night, I had been preaching to the church mainly on Monday and Tuesday, but on Wednesday, sitting on the stage, God said, I want you to preach to the lost tonight. The tent was packed. It was a Wednesday night. And so I preached a simple message on have you ever repented out of Luke 13 and verse number 3. That night, 15 people got saved. Two were brothers. One was 22 years old. One was 28 years old. The 28-year-old was named Chase Bailey. That was on Wednesday. On Monday of week number 17, which was just a week ago, Chase passed away unexpectedly and went on to be with the Lord. And when Chase passed away, him and his passing this whole past week, five of his family members have gotten saved that's not even been to the tent, but have come to the tent and gotten saved because of his testimony of being saved just in six short days of how God changed his life.
That's amazing. That's amazing testimonies that is happening. And so you have a tent that seats, what, 1,200, 1,300 people?
It packed out, we can get about 1,300 people in there. And that's with them standing on the outside of the tent. Last Friday night, they were standing on the outside of the tent. And it's just amazing. I'm blown away at what God's doing. And the momentum continues to build.
Mm-hmm.
It continues to grow. The conviction that you feel under the tent and even on the property and even in the town continues to grow and continues to build. And there literally is no end in sight. Now, you know this because you've been in ministry a long time, but where there's new levels comes new devils.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiritual warfare has been equally as strong as the revival. It's been a fight. The devil has fought.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we know even more that we're on the right track as hard as the devil's fighting.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. Satan does not want this to be happening. He wants to put out the fire, but we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And I would just encourage our listeners to pray for the Greenville Awakening, for D.R. Harrison and all of those that are working with you, praying the hedge of protection about the tent, about the meetings, about your lives. But because I know that something is happening there that is very significant. How do people keep up with the revival, DR? What media site do you have where people can go and keep account of what's happening or how they can get there? What information? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page? What's going on?
The the way that people have kept up with it to this point has been through social media mainly, or through our website, vohministries.org. You can follow us on Voice of Hope Ministries Facebook page, or you can follow us on my personal page. There's also a Greenville Awakening page, and every night we post pictures, updates. We've not been able to live stream every night. We've only been able to live stream actually one service. Now we are videoing the services and putting clips up and stuff like that, and we're recording the services audio every night. But social media has been how people's been able to keep up with us to this point. And we always post how many's there, how many's been saved, how many churches represented. We always try to keep everybody in the loop on that aspect.
So if everybody Googles Greenville Awakening, and that is Greene, Ville, Greenville Awakening, they can keep up with what's happening.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to having some of your services broadcast live on BPN Radio, and I've asked my engineer to check into that. So how long are you going to go?
Well, we're going to go till God's done, and as I said just a few minutes ago, there's just no end in sight. We've met with the preachers, we've met with pastors, we've met with people here, and they feel, and I feel, that anything less than revival sweeping this nation, we would miss God's will. Mm-hmm. And I believe the ingredients are here for that. And I've studied a lot on D.L. Moody and Spurgeon and Jonathan Edwards and George Whitfield and all the major revivals, the Great Awakening of Jonathan Edwards. At the end of the day, I refuse to put God in a box.
Yeah.
And right now, there's nothing more important in my life or the people that are involved in this revival's life other than seeing revival. It's not school. It's not games. It's not camping trips. It's not vacations. It's not deer season, fishing season. The most important part is seeing revival, and not just for this town, but now the gear is switching to seeing revival across all of America. Mm-hmm. And if that means us being here a year, then we'll be here a year. We've already made plans that if we're here in the wintertime, we already know how we're going to set up the stuff under the tent to where people can stay nice and warm, and how we can prepare for that. We're making plans now and thinking ahead, because stopping is not in our thinking. And we believe when God's ready for us to end, he'll put in our hearts of how to do that and when to do that.
Yeah.
And right now there's nothing but a green light to keep moving on.
Oh, I'm delighted. To God be the glory. Do you have anybody that is working with you that could go to a local church and share what God is doing at the Greenville Awakening?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I do. And so, our goal, and we've talked about this, our goal is within the Voice of Hope Ministries, our team, our goal is that God will continue to open up the doors for us to be able to do things like what's happening today. This is a huge open door to me, just to be able to be here and talk to you and to spread to everybody that's listening. And doors like this, to where God can open up those doors to say, okay, I want this team to come to such and such or such and such on a weekend, and I want us to share it there in hopes that maybe something sparks in their church, or something sparks in their town, and something sparks in that region. And before it's all said and done, there's revivals popping up everywhere, and people are getting saved. And then, that's what we want, and I believe that's what God wants, and I believe that everything that happens is for a reason. And I'm so overwhelmed with joy today. Mm-hmm. Of what God's doing. I believe we're in the last days.
Yes.
And I believe that God's going to pour out his spirit, like he said in Joel, and I believe that's what he's doing. He's pouring out his spirit.
Yes.
And I'm just thankful that God saved me 2 years ago and called me to preach. And I'm just thankful to get to see what God's doing. It's humbling, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I know what God saved me from. I was just an alcoholic, and I was just a wicked human being. I'm 36 years old, and to see what God's done in the last 2 years of my life, There's not enough paper to write on. There's not enough words to describe. And there's not enough time in eternity to thank him for what he's done in my life. There's just not.
Well, you have you have an amazing story. I'm overwhelmed by what God is doing in your life in the Greenville Awakening in Little Chucky, Tennessee. I just believe amazing things are happening, and I want to have you back from time to time, and just to give us an update on what's going on.
Sir.
I'm going to put this program on a podcast. We have on our website, we have podcasts. I'm going to put it on podcast so people can listen to it at any time. And we'll get that done today. Of course, we're on again at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock today. But I'm going to put it on a podcast so people can listen, as well as pastors and leaders across America, different nations of the world. This is what we've been praying for, because I believe that you are a revivalist. And I know that my wife Jean and I, from 1990 to 1998, for 8 years, we saw a continuous revival, including a 24-week revival in Fort Worth, Texas, Calvary Cathedral with Pastor Bob Nichols. And Jean and I were home 6 weeks. 1 year we were just home for 6 weeks, and I know what protracted revival is, and I've not heard of it in so long that I am just absolutely delighted and overwhelmed, because I know what it takes to have this. I know the prayer it takes, the commitment it takes, and that what God is doing in your life is just a testimony that He is raising up 11th hour workers like yourself. And I just believe, I've been prophesying for some time, that people are coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel. No names. I mean, people have not heard of your name, but here you are coming to preach the gospel, coming out of obscurity, and I believe that you're a forerunner of what God is doing in this nation, in America, and I believe it's time for America to wake up. We see fires and floods and earthquakes and all of these things happening. DR, which I believe are signs of the last days. I believe we're living in the end time, and I truly believe that people are hungry for God. They're tired of just going to church and sitting there having a program. My wife and I were talking today how some services, you know, they have a certain time that they start, exactly that time, and a certain time they finish, and people know what's going to happen. But people are truly hungry for God, and they will travel long distances sometimes just to get a taste of that. But I believe that there's going to be recipients of this revival that's going to go back, and they're going to take the flame, and it's going to be lit in many different places. So I believe the best is yet to come. And if a pastor or a church leader wanted to get in touch with you personally, do you have an email address or something that they could how would they contact you? How would they communicate with you?
Yeah, the best way is through email, and it's V as in voice, thehopeministries@yahoo.com. That's V as in voice, hope, thehopeministries@yahoo.com, and that comes straight to us.
Okay.
And our team will get back in touch with them very quickly.
Mm-hmm. TheHopeMinistries@yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm absolutely delighted. That's what we've been praying for. And I appreciate you leaving me reports that I could play and have played on BPNradio.com. You can give me any of those reports on my personal cell phone that I can play anytime. I'll have you back. I just want you to pray. However, I'm gonna play some prayer music, and however the Holy Spirit leads you to pray, we need revival in America. We need revival in America. If it can happen in Chucky, Tennessee, the Greenville Awakening, it can happen anywhere. I just believe as you pray that God is going to, people are going to get saved. People are going to be called to revival. There's going to be an impartation, even through your prayers, whether they're listening live here on BPN Radio on a Monday morning, or whether they're listening in the afternoon or evening, or even by podcast. There's going to be an impartation of the anointing. So I'm going to turn over the microphone to you, and you pray as the Holy Spirit leads you.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you, first of all, for saving me when I didn't deserve salvation. Thank you for loving me and caring for me and coming to my pit of sin that I was living in and my wife was living in, scooping us off the bottom and loving us when nobody else would love us, and saving us, and not only saving us, but God, changing our lives. God, when doctors couldn't fix us, and God, when psychiatrists couldn't fix us, and God, when AA couldn't fix us, God, your blood washed all of our sin away. God, you changed our desires. God, you changed our lives. And God, I thank you for that. I want to thank you, Father Lord, for revival that's breaking out here in East Tennessee. Thank you for every soul that's been saved and every life that you've changed. Thank you for the Spirit of God that's alive today. Thank you, Father, for being the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when many don't believe that you can move in these last days, God, you're proving them wrong. And God, you can move and you can save and you can change lives. And God, if you did it in D.L. Moody's day, you can do it in 2018. And if you did it in Jonathan Edwards' day, you can do it in 2018. And God, you're proving that. You're just looking for a people that's willing to sacrifice everything, humble themselves, pray, and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. And God, you said you would. You promised it. And God, you're doing it. And God, I thank you for that. Now, Father, I pray for Pastor Gentry. I pray for BPN Radio. I pray for every listener that's listening right now, whether they're saved or lost. I pray, Lord, if they're lost, I pray, God, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit will speak to their hearts and save them. And God, do for them, God, what you did for me. God, do for them what you did in my heart. And God, for pastors that are listening that feel like giving up, God, I pray, Lord, you'd re-energize them and revive them. And God, show them there's hope for America, and it's Jesus Christ, and there's hope for revival.
Yes.
And God, I pray for every church member that's listening. I pray, Father, you touch them. And God, every nation and city, God, spread this around not just America, but around the entire world.
Yes.
Now, God, I want to thank you, and I want to praise you and give you all the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
DR, could you give an invitation for the lost, people that may be listening to BPN Radio? They don't know Jesus. You just give an invitation right now.
Absolutely. The Bible is clear on salvation. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says the wages of sin was death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the entire world that whosoever means anyone. Doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter how addicted you are to drugs or alcohol or pornography or whatever it is that has you bound, whatever chain it is that has you bound. Jesus' blood will wash it all away. And all the Bible says you have to do is for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is so simple a child can understand. All repentance is turning away from your sin and turning to the Lord, putting your faith in Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful it's a whosoever will. So if you're lost and you're listening, bow your head right now, wherever you are. You don't have to be in a church. You don't have to be kneeling on the ground. You can be anywhere. I was in my house beside my couch when I got saved. And you can do the same thing. But all you have to do is say, dear Jesus, I'm a sinner. I know I'm lost. And I know that I've tried everything in the world to change, but I'm trusting you to change what I cannot change. And forgive me of my sin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, D.R. Harrison, Evangelist D.R. Harrison. Thank you so much for being on today. And I tell you what we're going to do. We are going to make a link of this program today, and we're going to send it out to thousands of people that's on our mailing list. And if you're listening today and you'd like to have a copy of our broadcast today, we're going to email the link, and just go to letspraymerica.com, and if you'll give us your name and your email address, we will include you in our mail out today, and about what God is doing at the Greenville Awakening.
Amen.
Wow. Well, I declare that Chucky, Tennessee is a revival town. And
yes.
So I have a friend named Martin Smith, and I'm going to play this song, Revival Town. D.R. Harrison, let's keep going.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being on. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, I got a message to bring. I can't preach, but I can sing. And me and my brothers here, we're gonna play redemption hymns. We're not on a roamie, no. It's all around the world. 'Cause this is the freedom generation, living for revival in this time. Things that we all need today. You let a broken generation become a dancing generation. This is revival generation. You may not hear it on the radio, but you can feel it in the air. King above all kings. You spoke for peace, hope, love, and I love you. You let a broken generation dance again. Thank you. You may not hear it on the radio, but you can feel it here. Smile on your face now.
Okay. Martin Smith, Delirious, Revival Town. Chucky, Tennessee, Revival Town, The Greenville Awakening. That's amazing. I mean, God is doing things in most unusual ways, unbelievable ways. Things are happening, and I'm overwhelmed. It's so good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com.
Pray with us for another spiritual awakening in America and around the world. I'm Dylan Kintzer, and you're listening to BPNRadio.com.
Hey, stay tuned. We got more to come. Let's get in the river today. I believe incredible things are happening in America. It's revival time. Let's get in the river.
Find me in the river. Find me on my knees. I've walked against the water. Now I'm waiting if you please. We've longed to see the roses, but never felt the thorns, and bought our pretty crowns, but never paid the price. Find me in the river, find me there, find me on my knees with my soul laid bare. Even though you're gone and I'm cracked and dry, find me in the river, I'm waiting here. Come find me. find me in the river. Find me here.
Been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
It's a battle raging over this land. Deep damage in the people, but pride stops us stretching out our withered hand. But God has stretched out to heal us. This I know. This I know. This I know. This I know.
Ireland, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Come, Ray. Yeah.